This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Two out of three of them anyway. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo. Once again, we're left without Andy Hart. Not that that's a bad thing.
Do you think he'll ever be back?
Don't really care, but it is putting a little bit of a burden on our workload. We have to come up with all the debate Fridays. We have to do all these podcasts. We have to do all the PFW issues. Well, at least I do. But no Andy. The summer of Andy continues, and it's just you and me again, buddy. But that's okay. That's okay. A couple of paisans talking a little football today. We're going to continue. Actually, we're going to bring to an end.
Yeah.
We're going to conclude our forward look at the NFL draft, previewing potentially free agency based on what the Patriots did in the draft. And we're down to our last player, Markell Carter. We already talked about Malcolm Williams, the DB, when we talked about DBs with Rozai Dowling. So Markell Carter, the outside linebacker, pass rusher, we hope extraordinaire, or at least capable, from
He's
Central Arkansas.
He's an athlete. Let's put it that way.
Project might be a better
definite project.
Better description of him. But they thought enough of him to be the only player at that position that they drafted, Paul. So there's got to be something there. That's what I'm hanging my hat on with this guy at this point, because we hardly had any film of him. We don't really know that much about him.
Not overly productive in college. That's the thing that sort of jumped out at me. I figured a guy at a lower level like that, would have had the potential to just dominate, be a man among boys. Mm. We saw some highlights of a defensive lineman, I want to say, from Southern Arkansas. I can't remember the guy's name
yes,
now, but a directional Arkansas school
yes.
who absolutely lit dudes up.
And he was a big guy.
He was just knocking people over at the point of attack and burying ball
carriers.
As you'd
expect at that
That's
level.
That's what you expect right. for a guy
who's that good,
going
to
stand
projected
out.
Projected to be that good.
And we didn't really see that from Markell Carter. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have the ability to play. Mm-hmm. The coaching staff spoke in glowing terms about him. Versatile, did some different things. Definitely could stand up and rush from a two-point stance, mm-hmm. as well as they say, put his hand on the ground.
Yes, we've heard that before.
And rush that way. So he will be one of the guys that I will be very much focused on if and when we ever get to watch this team come together on the practice fields here in Foxborough, because I want to see him at that outside linebacker position and see how he ends up translating to the system, and if he can do some of those things that people talked about with the McGinnis and the Vrabels and the Colvins and those kinds of guys. Not expecting that right away, obviously, but definitely interested to see what he has to contribute.
Now, maybe this is a little bit of wishful thinking on my part, but unlike some of the other positions that the Patriots drafted, I thought that with this pick, they're not settled yet with what they have at this position. So I think there's a good chance that they go out and get, just from a pure number standpoint, as far as bodies on the roster, competition on the field, I think they need to go out and at least get one, maybe two more veteran players at that position whenever we get to free agency. It doesn't have to be somebody, break the bank, perfect mold, whatever, but
it won't be
just somebody proven who's been in the league who can potentially fit in this 3-4. I think they have to at least go get one or two of them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I'm also going to say that somewhat cautiously, because I felt like that for two or three years now, and other than Derek Burgess, I they really haven't done that. They really haven't, in my opinion, shared the urgency that I feel, and I'm not going to be surprised if they don't do it again. There are some guys, I know you have the free agent list in front of you,
mm-hmm.
There are high-end guys that I don't think they're going to be interested in at all. The Tamba Ali's out there
that's a pipe dream, franchised
in Kansas City. That is a pipe dream, in my opinion. I don't think that they're going to go in that kind of a direction. But
especially with what we expect is going to be a shortened period for free agency and that type.
There are some lower-level guys that I think, Matt Roth is the guy that Andy and I, for whatever reason, about 4 years ago, fell in love with.
Right.
And the guy can't seem to hold down a job consistently in the NFL. So
that makes him perfect for
team. We know nothing about this, and that's obvious. Like Jason Babin, there's some different guys out there that wouldn't necessarily cost a lot, wouldn't have any risk attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
You could bring guys like that in here, and I think that would better your chances. Try to fill it with some quantity and hope that a couple stick. You know, if you get anything out of Carter, don't forget about Eric Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy who flashed a little bit at the end of the season. I would expect to see him get an opportunity on the edge as an outside linebacker. Which guys they go for, no idea.
How about a guy like Mathias Kiwanuka?
Kiwanuka. I mean, OCU Manura can now continues to talk about wanting to be traded with the Giants. I think either one of those guys could probably stand up and play outside. I know Kiwanuka can. He's done it. But I think Umanura probably could, too. I just, again, I'm not sure they're going to exhaust significant resources to do this based on what they've done in the recent past.
No, I kind of agree with you, but I'm just hopeful that they'll at least get somebody in here. Get a body in here who has played, who has put up some numbers somewhere, who can compete for a job. Because last summer when we were in camp, Paul, they had probably not the greatest group, but they had people competing for jobs. And then they started slowly cutting and releasing and getting rid of people at that position. And we kept saying, wait a minute here. They still have to field a team. They still have to put bodies in those positions. And they just seemed like they were indiscriminately letting guys go, veterans, guys like Pierre Woods, who we thought, well, you know, maybe he's not the greatest answer in the world, but he's been on the team. He knows the system. He can play the position. I don't know. I just feel you need to get somebody, and I think you can do better than what they had last year. I think you can do better than a guy like Pierre Woods, who they ended up bringing back for a couple of, you know, cups of coffee and then got rid of again.
Yeah,
but
I think you can. I think that's a good point. They can do better than that. There are guys out there that are better than that. And I don't think it's necessarily that Tamba Ali, you know, $45, $50 million contract that you have to do better. There are guys available that are, I think, and I think they need to bolster that spot. And I know that a lot of people think it's overrated. I don't. I think the number of sacks that the Patriots get is overrated. I think that the amount of pressure they apply
is not.
And I think they need to find ways to do that more effectively, more efficiently, without selling out and blitzing.
I agree with you. Well, that's going to wrap up our look at all these draft picks and how that's going to affect free agency whenever that comes. We've had some hopeful signs over the past week or two that the league and the players are maybe starting to come together a little bit more on a collective bargaining agreement. So hopefully in the very near future we'll be able to talk specifics about the roster and about free agent pickups. But, you know, until that time, summer's coming up. Father's Day's coming up this weekend. Paul, have a happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And to all of our listeners out there, we'll see you hopefully next Friday, if not sometime soon.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo!